This is Ozarks at Large. By the end of tomorrow night, it will be known if a proposed sales tax in Washington County to fund an expanded transit system has earned voter approval. Mike Lanier is the chair of the group Advocates for Public Transit. It's a group working for the passage of the tax. He says the proposal is a chance for Washington County residents to have a public transportation system that will serve everybody.
Right now, the transit system is a small system, is fairly inefficient in that it only serves those that are not able to have any other mobility options. The transit system that we are advocating, and this is the Advocates for Public Transit that I'm talking about, not ORT, but just concerned citizens, we want a transit system that will allow us to get out of the automobiles and travel more efficiently and cheaply throughout the county.
Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, says he agrees that Northwest Arkansas, still one of the fastest growing areas in the country, needs an expansion of public transportation. But he says he thinks the quarter-cent tax proposal on the ballot isn't the right plan.
It is ambitious, to say the least, to think that any public organization can receive a 500% increase in funds and grow their operations five times over. I'd like to see a more measured increase. I don't know if that's a doubling of their revenue or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Advocates for Public Transit agree that the money raised by a quarter cent sales tax would make for an ambitious growth trajectory for public transit, more than quadrupling the number of fixed transit routes and the number of buses in Washington County by the year 2022. Phil Pumphrey, the executive director of Ozark Regional Transit, says that organization has devised a plan it thinks it could implement.
We expand our service hours to midnight. We run Saturdays and Sundays on our fixed routes. It's 65 new jobs. It puts the routes that we have now, 22% of the people live within a quarter mile of a fixed route. That goes to 46%. And of businesses or employment areas, it goes from 46% or within a quarter mile to 68%.
That quarter mile is important, he says, because that's the industry standard for a reasonable distance for a public transit user to walk and use mass transit. He says there has been a need for better public transportation in Northwest Arkansas for years, and that ridership on the limited ORT routes currently offered continues to rise along with the region's population. He says the number of riders in April 2012 was up 19% over April 2011, and that underlies, he says, the immediate need for expanded service.
I don't think it's the best way to go about it, and it's for a couple of simple reasons.
That's Hugh Ernest. He's a proponent of moving away from a predominant car culture, and he was a member of the first Ozark Regional Transit Board. He's also publicly stated that he's opposed to the quarter-cent tax plan.
We have a regional mobility authority. We have the fastest-growing county in Arkansas, right north of us, Benton County. We're fourth, by the way. This statistic just came out. And what I've learned in a long, long time of public service is that you need to carefully think through the best possible way to do something and then go forward and ask for public support. We haven't done that here.
While the Washington County Quorum Court voted to put the matter on the ballot in front of voters tomorrow, the Benton County Quorum Court chose not to. So a truly regional plan won't come about even if Washington County voters approve the measure tomorrow. But Mike Lanier, the chair of the Advocates for Public Transit Group, says the creation of an expanded system would go a long way to creating regional cooperation. And Phil Pumphrey, the executive director of Ozark Regional Transit, says people just have to look at other infrastructure examples in Northwest Arkansas to see that that could be the case.
One of the things people have said, well, it's not regional. And that's their definition of region. But when you look at many of the major projects, infrastructure that were done here locally, and Jerry Van Hoos is chairman of ORT, he said, you know, the Water Beaver District wasn't started as a regional effort. It was Springdale at first. When 540 was built, it wasn't regional. It was a bypass around Fayetteville. And there's examples that go on and on. And I think once we get our system going and they see the economic benefits, I think the folks in Benton County will change their thoughts about it.
Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, says just about everybody agrees on the need for a growing region to have a growing transit system. But he says a growing region also needs to make an investment in highways. And a big concern for him is that a 500% increase passed for transit means opportunities to raise money for highways, a needed part of infrastructure, he says, would be diminished.
Most of our commuters, like it or hate it, most of our commuters, most of our residents are stuck in traffic because they're driving to and from a destination. And we've got to address that as a region. That, to me, that's one of our most critical priorities. And if we don't address it, we're going to be in trouble from an economic growth perspective.
There are supporters of the quarter cent tax say that bigger highways just help perpetuate traffic problems. More highways mean more people driving cars and fewer people choosing transit and getting away from the cars. Mike Malone says he thinks it's a different premise.
We've got more traffic than we can handle on the roads we have. We need to catch up. We've got highway needs and their catch-up needs. Now, some will say you build it and more will come. They're coming anyway. New census figures are out today. In the last 12 months, 8,000 new residents in Washington and Benton County. The area is continuing to grow. Some people that don't want it to grow, it's just we're growing and it's going to happen. And so we've got to catch up on the highway needs and the congestion we're facing. It's getting worse, and with the continued population infusion, we're falling further and further behind. So my sense is, my position is we've got to invest in highways just to meet the needs of existing residents.
Mike Lanier with Advocates for Public Transit says the time is now for a dramatic expansion of a mass transit system in northwest Arkansas. While some opponents say an 8-cent tax would be a more reasonable request, the quarter cent figure, he says, could raise enough money over time to make a system that could offer enough options to be appealing to more customers.
What makes a good transit system is a transit system that is robust. And by that, I mean that you have to have a lot of buses, you have to have a lot of routes, you have to make it convenient for people. And so I know that there's been talk about going for a lesser amount. The problem that we see with that, that we have with that, is the fact that you're not having a robust system. You're back to having a system in which it is inconvenient. And so people aren't taking advantage of it. But as gas goes up, more and more people are going to want a system that's going to allow them to travel about the county and save money.
But Hugh Ernest, an opponent of the current proposal, says if voters turn down tomorrow's quarter cent tax increase, there would be an opportunity to create another plan that he thinks could be more palatable to more people.
Absolutely. First of all, and this is where I agree with Mike Malone, I think that it's best for us to simplify how many times we're asking the public to vote on yet another sales tax levy. And the need for some of the issues that are going to be addressed with that half cent from the state perspective, I think, is important to the region. And it gives us more money. The other counter is there is going to be more money available even if nothing else happens, because we're now a larger MSA and we're going to get more federal funds. Now, the counter to that is who knows what's going to happen at the federal level, because we're all going on continuing resolutions and something may change.
Other critics of the current ballot question say not enough time has been devoted to figuring out how Razorback Transit, operated by the University of Arkansas, would fit into an expanded scheme. Others dislike the use of a sales tax, considered regressive by many, as a way to fund mass transit. Mike Lanier with Advocates for Public Transit says he usually doesn't like the idea of sales taxes either, but...
However, in this case, the quarter of percent will come back to the populations that we serve many times over. When you factor in the price of gas, which is never going to go back down, it's approaching $4 now, and probably in 2 and 3 years, it's going to be much higher. And what we're putting in place is a system that's going to be a permanent system. But I think that the quarter percent is going to be money well vested for the county, and that it's going to come back to them manyfold, to them personally and also to the businesses of the county.
Another public supporter of the quarter cent tax, Lynn Donald Carver, says the use of a sales tax helps ensure the future of the proposed expansion. Instead of relying heavily on federal or state funds, she says a local sales tax means local people are paying for a large part of the way for the system to expand.
And if we have to rely on the federal government, clearly that's very unstable in terms of being able to count on the funding. And if we have to rely on state dollars, same problem there. So I think, as Phil said, I think this is a really local solution to a local issue, a local problem. And I think everybody chipping in some amount toward the transit system is fair and is the right way to go.
If most agree that there is a need for an expanded public transit system in the area, would it be wise to reject a proposal to ballot box now? Would it mean a chance to create that expanded system has been missed? Again, Mike Malone.
I don't think so. I'm hearing a lot of people that have the same sentiment I do, that we do need a dedicated source of funding for transit. We do need certainty that the resources will be there in future years to grow our transit operation. But this just isn't the right proposal because it's too large and it's not regional scope, and it may make it harder to address highways as well. So I think a lot of us who are saying we want to do something for transit, just this isn't the way to do it, we'll be there to keep working on the right solution.
Phil Pumphrey, the executive director of Ozark Regional Transit, says he thinks now is the time to begin working on expanding the public transportation component in Northwest Arkansas. He says there are many segments of the population who cannot afford to wait.
You know, there's people that can't even go on 540 unless they have ORT. There's places people can't go now. We don't have a balanced transportation network. We have a great trail system. It's fixing to be expanded. We have the bike pass. But we don't have something that gets people long distance or across town that can't afford to drive, can't drive at night. We're just really remiss in that quality of life issue.
Whether the proposal passes tomorrow or not, Hugh Ernest, an opponent of the quarter-cent sales tax, says he thinks there is public support for Ozark Regional Transit, support he thinks has been there since he served on ORT's board, and he thinks there will be continued support.
I worked very hard with several people to move this from something run by community resource group to a publicly operated and publicly funded system. And it's to the credit of the region that counties and cities have continued to support ORT. I think there's no doubt. There's no bad in this discussion.
Washington County voters will decide the fate of the quarter-cent sales tax proposal for public transit tomorrow. Polls are open from 7:30 until 7:30. This is Ozarks at Large.